Is this like, this is kind of a fun, been a funny thing is because you're the, so I don't know if this has been made clear, but you're the younger brother for those who don't know us.
Yeah.
And, but I feel like your taste in music is cooler than mine at
a point.
I know you'll agree with that. Cause I don't know. I've been going back to like stuff I was listening to a few, you know, like 5+ years ago also, but it's been like listening to Taking Back Sunday. Will you tell all your friends you've got your gun to my head? This all only with the thing. Like, it's that's, I've always been like,
I thought that stuff too.
Yeah. I just think that's funny though. Cause like,
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I've got my pretentious stuff, but I think that's been a thing I've been coming to grips with is that like both that emo isn't cool and also that's like music I love though. That's the thing I've had to process the last few years. Cause I think it was like, I was still convinced emo was cool before the pandemic. And then after the pandemic, I've been like, oh, emo's not cool. I don't think it's very cool. That's not a cool genre to be into. And then now I'm like, yeah, okay, well, I'm not cool. So, like, whatever.
Yeah. I think certain genres of emo are cooler than others. I think, because, you know, emo comes from, it's emotional hardcore. So some of the first guys doing that was during the, I think it's called, the Revolution Summer or something like that. It was in DC and it was when bands like Minor Threat and them started switching into that post-hardcore, like melodic and slower or like more introspective stuff.
Yeah.
And then that's where like emo kind of births from that scene. So it started off a lot heavier and then it has gone into this, like all these different subsets of like, you know, Midwest emo is, you know, very like math rock influence, very quiet, honestly. But then, you know, you've also got like emo, what's that fucking band that I hate? There's a lot of emo bands I hate, but God, what is their name? Bring Me the Horizon. Or like Black Veil Brides, where they're like, they're emo, but like not really. They're just...
No, not really. Yeah. Well, because my theory is, because when I think of emo, I especially think of more stuff that came out of Midwest emo. So that's like the, you know, like you mentioned, the twinkly guitars. Yeah, DIY stuff. That's the stuff I've always been really into. And then also the post-hardcore stuff. But I think of like where it starts to become how people use the term emo now. Like people who aren't into emo, but just use that term to refer to music.
It's a common household like name.
Yeah,
to say.
And they're like referring to like My Chemical Romance or something, which is not emo to me at all. No. I still like.
I would say they're closer to emo than punk.
No, but I'd say they're most close to just actually just pretty old fashioned rock and roll. Honestly, actually,
they have
more of that kind of it. Anyway, but before how that happened though, I've really figured out the transition band, and this is part of why I'm listening to them, is Taking Back Sunday.
Okay.
That's the transition band, because they're the ones that I still think are like proper emo, but they were also the ones that started getting into like festivals and shit and kind of mainstreaming it more.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really know. I don't think I can't picture a song. Like, would you have had that on our shared iTunes?
Probably not at that time. I wasn't listening to them. But I think if you listen to Take You Back Sunday, they were really influential on a lot of the Christian rock bands that we were listening to. So they're like 2000s, but here, like I would do... Yeah. Like if you listen to one on your Spotify quick, it would either be like Make Damn Sure, would probably be a good one.
Okay.
Cute Without the E or Decade Under the Influence. If you listen to those, and then of course, like another band around the, you know, that kind of I associate with that is Brand New. And that's the big one. That,
So I found bands that are workarounds for that style, but you're not going to get that same feeling and lyrical content, which is maybe for the best because we see where his lyrical content ended up.
Yeah. Yeah. Brand new like is really hard because they are, I mean, still probably one of my favorite bands, but like, you know, yeah, ever since the shit came out about Jesse Lacey, you know, being a fucking sex pest.
It's undefensible, and that's what makes it hard. You can't defend it.
Yeah. But The Devil and God, I would probably still consider it one of my favorite albums of all time. Yeah, and that's a pain. I don't know what to do with that.
Point would have said DeGosser was one of my favorite rock songs.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Because that's one of the ones that's aged the least well, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's male manipulator music. That's emo. Yeah,
oh, Brand New is definitely male manipulator music. That's...
But, okay, yeah. So if you like their sound, the Afghan Whigs are, I feel like, a big influence to Brand New.
Okay.
And you are in one of my favorite emo bands, like an emo band I still hold on to, is Sunny Day Real Estate. Diary by Sunny Day Real Estate is one of my
I love Sunny Day Real Estate. Yeah, they're great. Actually, Sunny Day Real Estate feels like if you make them more poppy, that's what Taking Back Sunday sounds like.
Okay.
Like a pop version of them would be Taking Back Sunday.
I could get that. I could get into that. Because even Sunny Day Real Estate can be an acquired taste because he has a very weird vocal style.
Yeah.
So something a little more like approachable would sometimes be nice.
Yeah, I think that would be Taking Back Sunday. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. That's been kind of a thing the older I get is just like kind of embracing that just like I don't have a cool taste in music and that's fine.
Yeah.
Because like I think one of the best, most freeing things, Josh and I talk about this all the time, right, is step one, realize that most music is good. Like maybe not every song is good, but like every genre has, you'll be able to find something at least one pretty good band in there. So that, just like, don't get in your head like, oh, X genre is bad. Just fuck that. There's probably somebody in that genre that's doing it well. Mm-hmm. And then like, just like not trying to be cool. I'm still like trying to get over that, but you know, just like, no, fuck it. I like whatever I like, whatever.
Yeah. That's something I've constantly had to deal with. Like there's, I think, well, when growing up in the world we did, there is a lot of internalized misogyny. There is also just like what people found bad in like the evangelical or Christian world. Like it would be embarrassing to listen to some of these punk bands when you were younger, like the ones I did. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want the church people to know. Or or like there's a lot of just fucking phenomenal women-led rock bands, or all women rock bands, like Sleater-Kinney or L7 were like huge influences for me when I was younger, but I didn't want to admit that, which is ridiculous because they're more musically interesting than so many rock bands.
Oh yeah, Sleater, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, and there is like kind of a whole internalized misogyny around music, at least we're around the people we grew up. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole like Christian music thing is really weird to think back on a lot. Just like, yeah, I don't know, looking back on the influence that had on both on like my taste in music, but also just like things that like I self-policed about a lot. Like, I don't know, because you did this too, I think, right? Where you like, there was a period where you like avoiding songs that had swear words in it and shit like that.
For a bit, but then I was very hypocritical about it, I would say.
Because I remember you being a little stricter about it, but were you like, but in secret you were listening to
them? Yeah. Well, because I used to listen to the Misfits when I was like 13.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
I've known about a couple of these punk bands, or the goth stuff. That was pretty early on. Like, I wanted to like find stuff more like the Talking Heads when I was like 14, and that's how I found Bauhaus, which they're not like, they're just from the same time period more than anything. They're not that similar.
This was a preview for a Patreon only episode, so check out the show notes if you want to hear more.